A top law enforcement official in Western Massachusetts has launched a new initiative to investigate clergy sex abuse. Hamden District Attorney Anthony Galluni Tuesday announced the creation of a hotline for people to report cases of clergy sex abuse directly to law enforcement.
I've established this hotline to ensure that the rights of victims are preserved and any allegations can be properly vetted and investigated by law enforcement where appropriate.
He said he was moved to establish the hotline, 413-800-2958, because of abuse data publicly reported earlier this month by the Springfield Roman Catholic Diocese and a discrepancy in referrals to his office. 15 cases of alleged clergy sex abuse were reported to the diocese in 2018, the highest number since 2004. Most of the incidents reported last year were alleged to have happened decades ago. At the time of the report's release, diocesan spokesman Mark DuPont observed the spike in the number of claims coincided with news coverage of the Pennsylvania grand jury report on clergy sex abuse.
Our phones lit up, as did phones across the country in different dioceses, with people who finally reached a point where they felt comfortable that they could step forward and file a complaint.
The diocese, which covers the four western counties in Massachusetts, has had a hotline for people to report clergy sex abuse cases since 1993. That number, 800-842-9055. The prosecutor said his hotline will let victims who may feel trepidation contacting the church talk directly to law enforcement.
And certainly sexual abuse and abuse against children is a societal issue, is a widespread issue, but I don't think there's any question that the concentration of the issue within the Catholic Church in past decades is unique and unlike anything we've seen.
Cases of clergy sex abuse reported to the diocese are supposed to be referred to local law enforcement, but Galluni said Tuesday it's not clear that all of the newly reported cases that should have been referred to his office actually were.
But it's an ongoing dialogue with the diocese and its representatives. And again, we're hopeful that we can straighten this out. But again, the hotline is really designed to allow people to directly contact law enforcement, whether they've contacted the diocese or not. And whether those reports have gotten to law enforcement or not, we encourage them to call us and we'll do our best to address those claims and have productive conversations with them.
In a statement, DuPont said the diocese is talking with all the district attorneys in Western Massachusetts to update and improve the reporting system. Springfield Bishop Mitchell Rozanski has been holding a series of meetings with parishioners to answer questions about how the diocese responds to clergy sex abuse allegations. The diocese published a special report that outlines the normal procedure for handling abuse reports. According to the diocese, almost $15 million has been paid to resolve 147 abuse claims since 1992. Additionally, $2.25 million has been spent for therapy and counseling. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.